All right, so I'm going to ask that you turn with me today to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 is where we'll be reading from. I'm going to ask you to stand again in honor of God's Word. Romans 1, verse number 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for grace and mercy upon us. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for providing our needs. Thank you for filling our life with hope and the knowledge that we haven't even seen the best of your goodness yet. And Lord, I pray that you will open our eyes and our ears today so that we can see and hear and our hearts to receive what it is you have for us in this time. Lord, we give it to you. We ask for your strengthening in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's wonderful when we can open our service with baptism, isn't it? Because that is one of the ways we stand before each other and stand before the world and say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because it is the power of salvation. It's the power of life for those who believe. First to the Jew and to the Greek, but it's all of us. If we will call on the name of Jesus, if we will seek forgiveness of sins, if we will give our heart to Him, He will gladly take it and gladly fill it with hope and joy and with fun times. You know, we can still have fun as Christian believers, can't we? I know that a lot of us grew up in a time where you couldn't laugh and have fun in church. It's okay. I understand. I grew up like that. I'm glad that y'all don't mind me now in place because I like to have a laugh here and there. And I like to celebrate that in Christ because He has given us this joy. And we should live and celebrate in joy, right? Amen. Don't you think? And it's a wonderful thing. It's wonderful to do it here, but how many of us are prepared to do it there in the world? How many of us have ever experienced that invisible wall when we had opportunity to share Jesus Christ? You know, it's like we run into it all of a sudden. Here together we are emboldened and we are strong and we don't mind saying, I love Jesus because Jesus loves me. And He has given me hope and He has given me life and we can shout and we can sing and we can celebrate. And when we're standing out there, just ourselves, and we have opportunity arise, it's like an invisible wall. You might even say fear and uncertainty take over, wouldn't you? I don't know if they want to hear this. How many of us as parents ever told our kids that? I don't know if you want to hear this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. And that's what we did. You know, we need to approach life the same way when we are in the world and we have this testimony to share. We need to approach it in that manner. I don't know if you want to hear this. You know, most people who are lost in sin don't want to hear it. But you need to hear it. And I'm not going to tell you that you're going to hell. I'm going to tell you why I am happy in Jesus. I'm going to share the good news of Christ. I'm going to share the joy in Christ. And I am going to share why it's important for all of us to have those things and where they can turn to find it, to Jesus. But we hit these walls. How many of you, you know, I'm not asking for a show of hands, but how many of you can think of a time when you hit a wall? When you wanted to share Jesus Christ. I think there is a verse that we can find the reason for this. It explains it. Paul was writing in Corinthians and he says this, for the Jews request a sign, And the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. But they want a sign, or they want proof. It doesn't matter if you're Jew or Greek. That's what you're running into in the world. I want a sign. I want proof. And so when we have these opportunities and we feel this invisible wall, are we afraid they're going to ask us to give a sign? They're going to ask us to prove something that we can only say it's real because it's in me? I don't know how to prove that to you. People want signs. Every day, people want signs, don't they? Could you imagine what it would be like if we were driving down the streets without signs? I mean, we grow up with signs. Turn left, turn right, stop. Now, people don't always listen to the signs or pay attention to the signs. They won't always listen or pay attention to the good news of Jesus Christ. And if they're going to wreck, they're going to wreck. But you need to let them know. They need to yield. They need to stop. This is what God gives us a testimony for. Maybe we are afraid someone's going to call us to account for who we were before we found our hope in Jesus. How many of us really are ashamed of who we have been in the past? And are ashamed that we might have to acknowledge that before someone who knew us. You know, we acknowledged it before Christ, didn't we? And Christ has taken that and cleansed us of that. But he didn't say you won't have to face it. But he does say, I will be with you. And I will give you words to speak if you need to speak, when it's time to speak. Trust in Christ to fill you with that joy and that hope for who you are and what you still have ahead, not who you were and what you left behind. Because you take what that was and you bring it to what it is now, and you take that and make it a testimony. A testimony. And each and every one of us has a testimony. We don't have to be afraid of that invisible wall, that push that we seem to get against us when it's time to share Jesus Christ. You know, we want to move so fast into it, and then when we're there, it seems like we spring back off of it. I have an experience with this, y'all. This is fun. If you don't want to laugh, you don't have to. I understand. When I was a kid, how many of you ever ran through the house? Nobody ever ran through the house? Some of y'all are chuckling. You heard about me running through the house already. Some of us have run. Some of us have run through the house. I went to a friend's house and was staying with them, and we were running through the house. I don't even know why. We were running through the house, and he was in front of me. First time I'd been to his house, so, you know, I didn't know the layout. I didn't know that they had a full-length mirror at the end of that hallway, and when he turned right, he really turned left. And so I turned the way I saw him turn in the mirror, and I hit the wall. And I hit the wall, and I sprang back off and hit the floor, and they came out laughing, the whole family. I don't know how I didn't bust that mirror all to pieces. I hit it hard. It hurt. You know, and I think that's though what it is. When we're out in the world and we're wanting to share Jesus and we're running and we hit that wall and we spring back off and hit the floor because we're afraid we're doing something wrong or turning the wrong way. Maybe we do remember somebody might ask for a sign or for proof. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. Just give their testimony. Ask them if they want proof that they shouldn't ask for it in a single moment. Tell them to follow you for a week and let them see and build the proof themselves so that they can see the change in your life, because we are a new creation in Christ, and the old man is dead and the new man is alive. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I'm not going to worry about if there's a wall that I'm going to spring back off of, because there is no wall. We're not looking at it right. You know what it really is? It's a door. You just weren't looking for the knob. Just remember, it's a door. It's not a wall. It's a door. And how wonderful it is that we have doorknobs on doors, isn't it? So we don't run into them and spring back off. I know sometimes we've done that before too, haven't we? We didn't see the sign that said, use other door. We have to remember that our testimony is alive and it's real and it is proof. But don't try to define all of that in a moment with someone. Just say to them, especially if it's an old friend, hey, we haven't seen each other in a while. I'm not like that. But if you really want proof of Christ in my life, walk with me for the next week. Let me show you over a time the proof you want. Because how do you take all that God has done for you and pack it down into 5 minutes for someone to believe? You know, a lot of people, they do need to see. They do need to have that proof. And that's okay. That's why God gave us a life to live, moments of sanctification to walk through. That's why we are justified and not glorified all at the same time. We have that sanctification in the middle. Now, we are glorified. We're justified, sanctified, and glorified. But we don't see glorification until when? God already sees it on us because He sees the new creation we are. But He also says, hey, we got a little bit of work we got to do. We got some sanctification we got to take care of. So you walk in life and you grow and you become more of what He wants you to be. And you build in faith your life, who you are in Christ. You can't take all of that testimony and put it in 5 minutes. It has to be experienced. And so testimony is about your experience. And when you're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, you can tell anyone, your testimony. Your testimony. I believe in Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Let me tell you why. Because He's given me hope. He's given me joy. He's given me peace. He's taken all that I was and moved it out of the way and gave me something I didn't know I could have. And that's a real purpose in life. A real hope in life. And something I can share in life that might spark life in someone else. And how wonderful that is to not be ashamed. We shouldn't be ashamed, because God has not given us a spirit of fear and of timidity, but of power and of truth and of strength. And so when we stand unashamed of who He is, people see that. People hear it. People see it and people hear it. It's not a wall that we're running into. It's a door we just hadn't figured out how to open. But now you know, look for the doorknob. And the doorknob is the strength you find in your faith to just twist and push and walk on through. Oh, let me tell you about Jesus. Do you know He loves you? Do you know He cares for you? Do you know He will be with you every day? Do you know He will never leave you, nor forsake you, nor abandon you? Do you know that you will still face hard times in this life, but He is still there with you? Do you know, no matter how bad it seems to get, He's not picking on you? He hasn't singled you out for some kind of punishment? Do you know that He suffered and bled and died himself to show you that he has victory in life and in death and in life again? Do you know that he said he loves you so much that when he leaves, he's going to prepare a place for you so that you could be with him? And if it were not so, he would have said so. He would have said, I don't have anywhere else to go, but you're on your own. I'm sure you can handle it. It's not what he said. He said, I have gone to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you may also be. Do you know that Jesus loves you that much? And are you still ashamed to open that door and give a testimony? Because that's what God is asking us to do. Be a testimony before the world. Not just here. Not just in songs and celebrations. We know who he is. We celebrate who he is. Occasionally we have visitors that come. They don't know, and they see it, and they may fall into wonder about who he is, and they might hear the Spirit calling and respond to that. But it's the world that is out there that our testimony is most needed. We're going to get it here. But why is it so absent there? Why? Because we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, are we? How many of you in here are ashamed of Jesus? Anybody? No. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Don't be afraid. Don't let that false sense of fear overwhelm you. You know what they tell people in sales? Don't be afraid of the word no. Just keep asking. Don't be afraid someone's going to tell you, I don't want to hear it. Just keep telling. Just keep sharing. Just keep opening that door and taking the opportunity to be that witness for Jesus Christ. Because we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power of salvation for all who believe. And I don't have a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power and of strength and testimony to show and to tell and to prove even. Don't forget these words too. Jesus spoke in John chapter 14, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Tell the world about me. Tell the world about me. And live in your joy and rest in your peace that he gives. Not like the world. You see, what he's saying is, though there might be turmoil in the world and you can see it and it's beating on you like it's beating on everybody else, but you can stand to the side and be that beacon everybody sees because you're just sitting over there smiling and thanking God that he's got you. And they're looking at you like, who is that nut? I got to see what's going on in their life, because you know there's pain and suffering in this life, but this isn't it. This is just our first step. And there's more to come. And what a glorious day it will be when we join with him in that eternal peace. Not just something he left with us, but something that we share in the presence of him. I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed, for the Scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Whoever believes on him will not be put to shame, but whoever denies him before the world. He will deny before his Father and his angels. Now that's something to be afraid of. But we who know Christ as Lord and Savior, that's not our fear anymore. Because Jesus has brought peace between us and the Father. Between us and the Father. And we have something very important to tell. God loves his people, all of creation. And we cannot be ashamed to share the good news of Jesus Christ. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Unless you think everybody outside these doors is already saved in Christ, then just sing and celebrate with them when you get out there. If you think there are some that aren't still saved or already saved, sing and celebrate and give testimony. How about that? But always sing and celebrate, right? Sing and celebrate Christ. You hit the gas pump, just sing a hymn. Let the other person on the other side of the tank say, oh, I remember that when I was a kid. My mom used to sing that to me. I heard that in church a lot when I was growing up. Oh, where do you go to church now? A Florida town down the road, they got a bunch of groovy people down there. I'm saying groovy because we're old enough to know what groovy means, right? I don't know what the language would be for today's generation, but we're groovy. And we know Jesus. And Jesus knows us. Isn't that wonderful? Do you know the peace that comes with salvation in Christ? Because I invite you to come if you don't. There is peace, there is joy, and you get a testimony. We always like to brag about our improvements. There's nothing better to brag on than Jesus Christ. Nothing better to brag on than Jesus Christ. And I invite you to come to find that peace and that hope and that testimony through your profession of faith in him. Will you come while the altar is open? Father, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you again for the time that we've had together. Lord, that we can celebrate your love for us and the joy that you have given us. Lord, for the hope that we've even experienced in you through the painful times of life, because you are with us through everything. And Lord, you will see us home through all of this. And we thank you so much for grace and mercy. And Lord, I pray too, if there is one here that does not know you as Lord and Savior, Lord, that you would come to them, they would see and hear, and that they would receive the call upon their life from you to find forgiveness and to find themselves a new creation in you. Lord, I ask it today, and I ask it to your glory alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Will you come while the altar is open?